Back here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page, we're getting to know Pendleton Christian senior volleyball player Amaya Agri a little bit better. Maya, let's start off with your pre-game ritual or a warm-up song or playlist that you enjoy prior to a game.
I have to admit, I don't really have any warm-up songs. I mean, I listen to Christmas music on the way in when I'm driving, and that gets me pretty hyped up. Pre-game rituals, I always kind of just envision what I'm gonna do. We do some stretching and then I sit there. And then if we have like a balloon in the room, I'll hit that around in a little bit. But I don't really have anything in particular that I like to do.
Okay, so you're clearly a Christmas music before November person or December person even. What Christmas songs? Like what would be the one or two go-to Christmas songs?
I think it's called Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. That gets me pretty hyped up. And then what else is there? Last Christmas, I think, is another one. I love those.
All right, fair enough. I mean, both good Christmas songs. I'm one of those people who's a little bit more after Thanksgiving more so, but I could appreciate that beforehand. What is your favorite place to play at outside of Pendleton Christian that you've played at for volleyball in your career?
I think it's kind of controversial, but I would definitely say Pella just because the environment is always so energetic, and I love that.
Honestly, that's not controversial. I get a lot of those, honestly, because of that atmosphere part of that. Favorite hobby outside of sports?
Definitely doing puzzles. I have a table with 6 complete ones right now, and I'm ready to start a 7th one.
Puzzles. I don't think I've heard that answer yet. What is your favorite puzzle you've done? Like, what's the picture of the on the puzzle?
Donuts. It's like 50 donuts all in a row. It's really fun.
That is awesome. I love that answer. Favorite movie or TV show if you're a big movie or TV show watcher?
I would say Secretariat. Secretariat's one of like the best racehorses that ever lived, so I love watching that with my family.
Awesome. Love that answer as well. Favorite holiday?
Christmas. I think that's pretty obvious from my answer before, but I love it.
What is it about Christmas specifically when you look at the holiday itself? Is there something specific or tradition or something you do on Christmas that makes it stand out as your favorite?
Definitely just spending time with my family. We always wake up and we do stockings in the morning, and then we always have like cinnamon rolls or something for breakfast, and that's just really fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. All right, so I have a pretty good idea of most of the sports you're involved with, but for those who maybe don't know you as well, what activities are you involved in here at Pella Christian beyond volleyball?
I do track in the spring, and then I have done softball in the summer. That's been off and on for me. And then I have done Stucco in the past, but not this year.
All right. And what roles did you hold in Stucco?
I was kind of like an event planner. We didn't really have like specific roles, but I just helped with the planning.
Fair enough. All right. Who are a few of your role models?
I would say I definitely look up to my brother and sister. They've set some pretty high standards, I feel like, when they've passed through the high school here. But they really just help push me, and they help keep me just confident about who I am and who I am in the Lord, and just to play for myself.
Some great answers there. And again, we're talking to Amaya Agri, getting to know her a little bit better today on today's Nightly Radio Sports page. What is your favorite high school sports memory?
Okay, definitely track, winning the state championship. That was something so unique. And just to be there with all the girls and celebrate that moment with them was really special.
I had a feeling it might go down that road, but you just never know. There's so many different experiences, especially across different sports. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
I would say Cyclones, but my brother is currently at Iowa City. He's in Iowa City right now, so he would probably be mad at me for saying that, but definitely go Cyclones.
I can agree with that. Go Cyclones indeed on that one. Do you follow professional sports at all, and do you have any professional sports teams, if so?
I do not follow any professional sports teams whatsoever.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, that is true. That is the case for some people. Do you follow any other college teams other than Iowa State at all? Or I know you did for a little bit with some softball, but I don't know if you currently are doing that right now.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, when my sister was at Taylor, for sure, Taylor, but not anymore.
Hey, that is fair enough. Do you have any pets?
I do. We have dogs and cats, and we used to have horses, but we got rid of them, sadly.
And do the dogs and cats, are they good around the puzzles? Because I know that sometimes they can be very disruptive when it comes to those types of things.
They're all outdoors, so luckily they don't get near the puzzles. But I'd be very sad if they did.
I was gonna say, I mean, you just never know. I mean, pets sometimes can be havoc there. What's your go-to midnight snack?
Oh, boy. We definitely are an ingredient household, so I would say chocolate chips.
Chocolate chips. Okay. I don't think I've heard that answer before. That is a good one, but a unique one. All right. Let's see. Let's do one more. Do you collect anything? Or I'll give you another option. Family traditions. Do you have any family traditions beyond like what you talked about at Christmas?
I mean, my family, we love to play card games. So basically every night we'll sit down and play at least one card game before we're going to bed.
All right. Now, what would be the, it was your choice, what would be the go-to card game?
It's called Pitch.
Okay. All right. How do you play Pitch?
It's really hard to explain, but basically it's like suits and trump, and you have to have like four players to play.
Yeah, fair enough. That's a great way to explain it. Maya, thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better today, and best of luck the rest of the volleyball season.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Maya Agri of the Pedlar Christian Volleyball Team here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page.